I mean, I've been covering softball for 150 years.
This is the Heroes Softball Radio Network. Featuring Frank Effin Fontaine.
You know what? You talk so much out of that ass of yours.
Chet Masterson.
Because I don't think I have a problem. Granted, I may be drunk 5 to 6 nights a week, but I still don't think I have a problem.
You know, I think he had a sauce problem back then too.
And Chuck Justice.
Chuck, you son of a bitch.
This is the Kilroy Softball Radio Network. I am Chuck Justice, Frank Effin Fontaine, and Chet out of rehab Masterson is back with us. That's the reason that we've been off for so long, is because Chet was in rehab, but he wasn't in rehab for what you think he was in rehab for. You would think that he was in rehab because he was addicted to alcohol, but no, he was in rehab because he was addicted to rehab. So now that he broke that addiction, he is back, ready to report on the Kilroy Softball Squad, and we got a lot to talk about. But first, Frank Effin Fontaine, what have you been up to since we had a little vacation while Chet was trying to get his act together and his shit straight out of rehab?
Well, I was continuing to be a straight shooter. I just want to say it's good to be back. It's fantastic to be back. I feel just the American exceptionalism just going on to this studio right now. And what I've been up to, I just continue to be a straight shooter. I'm staying out of trouble. Did a couple pitching clinics around town. Ruby Juvies for juvenile delinquents. And Ruby Monterubio is sponsoring that, which is kind of crazy because we know Rudy Monterubio. So no relation, but I just thought that was interesting. And kind of taking it easy. And for a while, I was enjoying the break. You know, I said a little things for the mat upstairs for Chet. It looks like it cleaned up a little bit. And Chet, man, it's good to see you, buddy. Looks like you cleaned up. You got a nice clean shirt on today, huh?
Yeah, I just recently got this from Target, or as I like to call it, Target. It's a Fruit of the Looms crew cut.
Oh, all right. I look like a Sonoma.
Right.
Sonoma, but Fruit of the Loom, all right.
Fruit of the Loom crew cut, and it's supposed to make you look
sober.
It doesn't. It just makes my gut look bigger, but that's okay. It fits well. I feel better. I feel clean. I'm still drinking, though, because I don't want to dehydrate. But other
looks like
that,
you still got the tags out of that, buddy. Beowulf, you got a pair of scissors? All right. We'll get it during the break.
Okay. Interesting enough, Chet, you know, is that one of those shirts that, like, the back end is longer than the front end, so when you bend down, your ass crack doesn't hang out?
Yeah, I think so, but that's only because it's an irregular.
Oh, okay, okay.
Or maybe I got this at Army Navy Surplus. I can't.
Gotta remember. Hide the coin slot. Gotta hide that coin slot.
Speaking of coin slot, how about that coin slot on fucking part of my front swab with the up tonight for Kilroy's dime size strike zone. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Well, first, let's get back to what is important here, and that's the Kilroy Softball Squad. Since we've been off just a little while here, let's do a little recap on, we'll start from the now and work our way back. So what happened tonight on the Kilroy Softball Squad? Did they get that W? They get that W tonight? Frank, did they get that W?
Yeah, they got the W. I was waiting for Chet to chime in there with the dime-sized strike zone. But, they got the W. One run counts, as always. Each run counts. And they pulled it off, 18-17. It was a nail-biter. Kilroy's always makes it interesting in the end. But the up back there, I'm not giving any excuses. I've seen some pretty good pitching, but you had to be right on target with this guy behind the plate. You know, hopefully we have, our ump Fred, who's been in the league for decades, coming on, Pete Pontiac. He might give us a little insight on Old Blue there. But, I liked what I saw. We had some consistent hitting going on. Some good defense overall. I would say it was average. I mean, some plays were missed, but I would say clutch. Clutch it again. When they had to perform, that's what they did. How about it, Chet?
You know, the Cowboys played a pretty good game today. They squeaked one out. It seems like this week and last week, just nothing but back to fourth innings. You know, people, you know, both teams scoring a lot of runs, not a lot of consistent defense. The good news is there was only one inning, which I believe was the fifth, that Kilroy's went three up, three down. Other than that, they had more than the regular three batters up, so they produced a lot of runs. Scott Cowan, I heard him running off the field talking about, 4 for 4, 4 for 4, 6 RBIs, what can you do, Chet? And I told Scott, you know, Chet can go over the fence. Chet can go yard. Chet has gone yard. Scott, to this day, hasn't hit it to the fence, not once. But he's over here, you know, tooting his own horn, 4 for 4, 6 RBIs. First time the kid hit 4 shots in one game his whole life. And, I mean, he's just tooting his own horn. But otherwise, Kilroy's, they played good. Defense was good, too. You know, Gomez missed the ball at second base. You know, they could have ended an inning of scoring. The Metzger brothers playing solid in the outfield. However, every time they tell someone to scoot up, scoot up, scoot up, the ball still ends up dropping in front of them. You know, but the good news is the Cowboys didn't let the ball get behind them except for like once or twice. That's going to happen in any softball game. You know, it seems to me that this weekend or this week, Cowboys gambled with their defense. They gambled by, you know, trying to spray the ball on the offensive side. And they ended up winning. They ended up winning by one. Not a bad game.
And this was a far cry from what happened last week, the game prior to this one, where it was the opposite way. Kilroy's lost by one. You know, they had some runs in the last inning, and of course they were the visiting team, so the home team had the last chance to tie it up. And there were some defensive plays out there that lost the game. Out there in right field, and pop fly, missed it. And I think that would have been that would only been the first out, but it proved to be detrimental in the end. And there was a play at home, and the guy was safe, and so Kilroy's ended up losing by one. But it was a strong outing that time too. And it was just a heartbreak that Kilroy's lost that one by one. So it's nice to be on the other end of that receiving line.
Well, the last week before that, I mean, they went into the last inning up like 6 or 7 runs. So, you know, we could all debate about one run. Oh, it's nice to do this, and it's nice to be on the win again. But the simple fact is that Kilroy's lost that game with that 6 or 7 run lead they had going into it. And they just fell apart. That's right. I'm not sure if that's choking or coughing or what there. Are you all right, Chet?
It was choking. Chuck.
I thought maybe I had a hairball.
Okay, sorry, I get it.
Maybe he had a hairball there.
It was a choke cough, a chocolate coat. Yeah, but no, let's go to it also. And we didn't chime in on it, but the boys in blue last week and this tonight. You know, the strike zone for some people just expands at will for these guys. You know, because Pitcher really went out there the last 2 weeks in. Even though he gave up some runs due to some defensive lapses, a couple big bombs last week from this one stud muffin of a player, but the strike zone was just collapsing on him. He couldn't, the arc wasn't working, you know, pitch it too deep, pitch it too short, pitch it to the left, pitch it to the right. He was not getting any calls, you know. And I'm not going to say that would have determined the victor last week, but it would have made it a lot easier on Kilroy's tonight. And it sure as hell would have made it a more interesting game last week.
So now, was the ump calling them the same way? Was he just picking on Kilroy's, or was he picking on the other team as well?
Well, I mean, I would say he was consistent to the point where it just wasn't noticeable what he was calling at balls and strikes. But my thing is, at the end of the game, all right, last batter, he had a 3-1 count on him. He pitched the same pitch he's been pitching all game that the ump behind the plate was calling a ball the entire game. This time he calls a strike. So there's where the inconsistency is. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. But I'll tell you what. We got Set 'Em Up next week. These guys got some attitudes. This is the game that one of these fellas got thrown out for saying, some of the language that Chet partakes in from time to time. He gets thrown out. He gets tossed.
That's right. That's right.
Kilroy's could be on a winning streak here. After that, they got our friends No Excuses, formerly Men of Valor, which we owed them.
This is the thing.
I'm seeing a streak here. You know, the Mexicans kind of scare me, but I'm seeing a streak here.
Like you were saying there, Frank, that one guy who got thrown out of the last game when we played. Who was that? The Set 'Em Up?
Set 'Em Up.
That's right. He made some questionable language to the umpire, and he pretty much talked to the umpire the way how Chet Masterson used to talk to his third wife when she dropped his ass. And now, Chet, what are we on, the fourth, fifth wife? Or are we living single, sworn to fun, loyal to none now?
If you do your homework, buddy, and actually look at my Facebook page once in a while, you'd see I'm in an open relationship. That means I'm not married. It means I'm not tied down. I could do whatever the fuck I want. My third wife, she just didn't understand that. So that's why Judy Masterson, or now Judy Filipowski, she is with some other fucking guy. Who cares? Who knows? Don't matter. Why you gotta bring it up?
Seriously. I was just asking. Yeah, I think she's with Pete Pontiac. We'll have to bring that up.
No, Pete wouldn't do that. That's one call Pete wouldn't make.
Nice. Now I'm going to go back to early May, all right, where Bigelow Set 'Em Up No Excuses. This is what we got here. We got a W for Bigelow's last time, 22-11. Set 'Em Up, we tied.
Should have won it.
We could have won that game. No Excuses, we come back, we rebound after a tie, 23-16. So I'd like to see them, with this three-game win streak, coming into the 4th of July holiday, where we can kiss the ground of America and thank God for our softball freedom. And then what happens? The Mexicans come invade on July 11th.
Just like the Alamo.
Just like the Alamo and that other stuff over there, the river that they like to swim in to come over.
The Rio Grande.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the Rio Grande. Yep. Or Tijuana. Tijuana, too. They like to come in there, too.
And they like to play late.
They do.
The Mexicans like to play late. They don't like to get up early when the sun is shining. They want to be in the dark. So,
they
get to dump us? Okay. We're good.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a joke that goes around where you call them the Mexicans, but they got Kilroy's number so far this year. You know, they dominated Kilroy's. You know, but you got to understand, those Mexicans, right after birth, they get a baseball in their hand and a glove in their other hand, and they're taught to play right after birth. You know, it's just part of their heritage, like tacos and carne asada.
That's hopefully Kilroy's will be able to stifle the Mexican connection, because like Frank said, they had our number. They had Kilroy's number.
Chuck, do you ever notice that the Mexican restaurants are always open late?
Yes.
They're always open late. You can get Mexican food, good Mexican food, anytime. That's good stuff.
That is good stuff. Like 3, 4.
But you ever notice
only.
None of them are open for breakfast?
Never.
Only on Sundays. Only on Sundays where you get menudo.
Isn't that a band too?
Excuse me?
It is a band, but it's like some dish that's made with like horse feet or something like that. I don't know. I can't remember.
God bless you.
I don't know what that is. So all right. So
maybe
let's.
So Rubio eats menudo.
I think Ruby Monterubio, who sponsors Ruby Juvies, the pitching clinic. I think she drinks the Monterudo.
All right, Frank. That's menudo, and Beowulf just spoke in my ears, but spoke in my headphones that it's the menudo. It's a soup that's made with a beef stomach in a clear broth with the red chili base or something.
Garbanzo
something
beans,
like
too.
And then garbanzo beans or something.
Which us Americans call chickpeas.
Chickpeas. It's like hummus or something like that if you're on the health food kick. But anyway,
we should get Monterubio on the show to explain how to make this.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Well, Chet, you work on getting the guests lined up for this softball show. And Frank, the next three games that we have coming up, what does Cure Warriors have to do to start? I shouldn't say start, to continue to win streak, because we're already on a number one win streak.
All right, I think the biggest thing is consistency. All right, the defense has been okay, pitching's been okay, all the distractions, all the excuses are going to say they got to be like the other team, no excuses. They got to keep playing softball, they got to keep their head up, and they got to keep the bats on fire.
Chet Masterson, fresh out of rehab, addicted to rehab, no longer. What's your take to keep this softball squad on the right path and in the win column?
I'll tell you, for starters, stay away from the menudo. That gives you gas.
But that beef stomach will tear the ass right out of you.
Yeah, that cow's intestine will tear up your intestine. But either case, you know, Kilroy's, you know, I think, you know, just a little, I mean, it's this team has this perception of it's them against the world. You know, like everybody's ragging on Kilroy's. And, oh, you guys set us up to lose and da-da-da. They got to play with a chip on their shoulder. That's what they got to do. This team has to get a chip on their shoulder. All the media, all the fans, all this hype that's around them, that, oh, this team, they brought all these superstars together just to complete this one dynasty of a year and win the softball championship. They got to play with a chip on their shoulder. Because right now, Kilroy's, when they turn it on, they turn it on. And they play great. And then when they don't want to turn it on, they just get lackadaisical. And this person's making jokes in the dugout. And, oh, hey, you know, what does LeBron don't have that Saturn has? Ring, blah, blah. They start telling jokes. And that's when their head gets out of the game. Softball, you have to have your head in the game 24/7. 363 days a year. You have to have your head in the game.
Where's the one day off that you get?
Oh, there's no days off in softball, Chuck. You should know better than that.
But you said 300. Isn't there 364 days in a year?
Hey, I don't know.
364 a quarter with leap year?
I was never good with math, Chuck, okay? I was never good with math. All I knew how to do was hit the ball, hit that leather off the ball. And all that Frank used to know how to do is throw that ball down the strike zone. And all you know how to do is catch the ball in the outfield. That's what we were good at. That's what we should stick to. And right now, we're good at giving good softball information to the millions and millions of fans out there. Let's stick to what we're good at. Kilroy's needs to stick to what it's good at.
All right, all right. So the next game, which is going to be, is it Monday night? Because we're through with Friday night games. Is that correct, Mr. Frank Effenfontaine?
That is an incorrect statement, Chuck. What? Our next Friday game is until July 22nd, and it's against Chet's favorite team, the Hooters. And our Monday game is against Set 'em Up, Foul Mouth team out of Griffith, a new bowling alley there. And, you know, it's a 7:30 game. So there's the sun's still going to be shining a little bit. Maybe we can see the sunset just gleaming off the yellow softball there. And then after that, on the 27th, we got no excuses. Which, like I said, we've owned this team. But then again, right after the Americans celebrate the Stars and Stripes and Lady Liberty embracing us on the softball field, the Mexicans come to town on July 11th.
God, I hate Mexicans.
They could take our softball, but they'll never take our freedom.
That is true, Chuck. No one's going to be able to take that from me. I have rights. I have rights because I was born in this country. And if you think you're going to come over here and have the same rights as me, you're mistaken, brother.
And there will be the Kilroy softball team to take those rights away from you.
Rights of a victim.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know what, Frank, I don't know what Chet just said there.
What did he say?
I don't know what he said.
I said that we're going to take the rights of a victim. Because you got to be privileged to win a softball game. And we're going to take those rights right away from him. Right?
Right.
We fight for those rights.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I said, right.
Right.
Right. All right, I agree with you.
Right.
Well, that's right. That's what I said.
Right.
But you just said the rights for... Okay, forget it.
Just forget about it. All right, everybody. We will see everybody on Monday night, 7:30 game time, when Kilroy takes the field once again to continue that win streak. For the Kilroy Softball Radio Network, I am Chuck Justice, Frank Evan Fontaine, and Chet Masterson as well, fresh out of rehab. And God willing, the creek don't rise, he will stay out of rehab this time. But if you're a betting man, I wouldn't bet on that. I wouldn't take the Vegas odds on that. But maybe it might surprise us all someday.
Nice. Hey, Baywolf, can you order me some Montanudo? You got to set the